I was sitting there at the restaurant thinking about, I was looking out the window also, looking at this guy. It looked so fake. I coined the term today. I coined a term today. They're so fake, they look like a real person. I told that to somebody. And she says, "What, Nora?" She said, "You always come up with random stuff. They're so fake, they look real. They're so fake, they look like a real person." Try to decode what I mean by that. See if you can figure it out. Anyway, I was sitting there at the restaurant, looking out the window in the sky, just sitting there like it's fake. I was thinking, you know, I disconnected from this place completely. I mean, completely. And so when you leave the 3D cartoon land, it's all a cartoon. When you leave the 3D cartoon perspective, and you step into the 5D perspective, everything changes. You can't be hogtied, that's for sure, by anybody, by any religion, any cult, any box, anything. If you think about it, the box is trying to hogtie you all the time. There's so many boxes down here, they're always trying to put you in a box, and it's impossible. They can't put you in a box because you're not of the box system anymore. You look at life from the 5D perspective. How can, if 3D is a box, you're born from a box, you work in a box, your house is a box, your car is a box, you order your stuff from Amazon in a box, you buy stuff, you pack stuff, you do the Christmas junk stupidity in a box, you always have presents in a box, everything's a box. And then when you die, you go into a box 6 foot under. So, but if you're not from here anymore, you look at life from a 5D and you see the 3D box is a joke. And if you want to see how much of a joke it is, just type in Jim Henson, The Cube, and watch The Cube. It's free now on YouTube. They tried to hide it for a while, but somebody uploaded it. He's in his own box. He says, "Who are you people?" He was in his own box. You're in your own box, and you're looking out saying, blaming everybody else for your emotional basket case. But they're just reflecting what the box that you're in. They're always going to be out there. Like, when you face off with another person, they're actually looking for a weakness in you. And if they can find a weakness, they attack that weakness, which is just a box. But when you step out of the 3D into the 5D, there's no weakness. There's no trap. You see it from the outside in. So when God was removing everything from me in my life, I was thinking, what is he doing? What is this about? Remove your family, remove your wife, remove your in-laws, remove your neighbors, remove your, you leave the city and come back and everybody else moves. Take your health and restore it. Just take everything and then restore it. See, when he removes everything, you gain everything. When you put no confidence in the flesh, and you know, put no confidence in outward show or the flesh, you gain everything. And then he restores everything, and you don't even want it. God restores everything, and it's already been stripped away. And it's like, okay, here it is if you want it. No, I've already played that game. I already know what that brings. Thank you though, Lord. Appreciate it. I'm happy living out in the woods in a shed, you know. I'm just gonna chill. If I gain something, fine. If I don't, fine. Because I already know there was a time I was so busy and going here and doing this. I said, you know what? I was so busy trying to get ahead in the game, you know. And then I was doing this, and then my washing machine broke. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna get rid of everything. I'm gonna disconnect from this place. I thought, you know, I'm not even gonna buy a washing machine. I'm just gonna wash my clothes in a bucket. And I washed my clothes in a bucket for 10 years. Not even joking. Because I was researching and studying, trying to figure out what this place was. I washed my clothes in a bucket for 10 years. Because I gave up on this place. It's all fake. Why would you stress yourself out over anything down here? It's temporary. It's going to burn up. Your life is a vapor. You should be looking for God. You spend all that time and effort and money and energy, vacation this, doing this, buying this, going here, doing this, going this, and you spend no time seeking God in the inner man and renewing the inner man. So that was the best thing. That's the best choice I ever made. But it's almost like he pushed me to that. I could have bought it. I had the money to buy a washing machine. I was doing Uber. I could have worked harder and just bought one in one day. 2 days. Worked real hard, did Uber. I could have bought a washing machine. But I was so focused on the spiritual side of life, I didn't even think about it for 10 years. I went through 10 years. And it went by so fast, I don't even remember it. I was decoding every day to see what this place was. 10 years went by so fast, I don't even remember it. Not even joking. That's how serious I was about figuring out what this place was about. And I was decoding, trying to show people. And everybody else, they're talking about all their problems and this and that and other. I'm thinking, the problem, why are you worried about a problem? The solution's there before the problem appears. And I tell people that. They say, oh, I got this problem. I said, well, the solution's right there. Go get a second job. Sell something. Well, I can't pay my watch, blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? You got a bunch of junk in your house, sell it. Own let go or offer up or whatever it's called. Get rid of your junk. What do you mean you're doing it? Don't eat for 2 days. Fast 2 days a week. And that money you spent on food, just fast and put the money in the bank. The solution's always there. Before the problem appeared. And a lot of times the reason the problem appeared is because people are not pre-planning, you know. But I couldn't figure it out. But now I know what now I understand. He'll give it back to you if you want it. You can make a decision. You know, you have free will in the USA. And as a human being, you have free will. You can change jobs. You can sell everything. You can move. You can get married. You can stay single. You can do whatever you want to do. And when people try to put you in a box, tell you what you should do, it's like, what? It's like, come on. When somebody's trying to tell you what to do or not do and trying to be God in your life, is that not a big red flag? I never tell people what they should or shouldn't do. They do stuff I don't like, I just walk away. I'm not going to try to change them. Why would I try to be their God and try to change them? If they want to kill themselves, that's their choice. If they want to if they want to drink themselves to death, go ahead. Get cirrhosis of the liver or yellow jaundice or whatever, or neuropathy, whatever you want to do. It's your choice. I'm not going to try to change you. I'll tell you what's healthy. Healthy, wealthy, and wise, but you won't listen anyway if somebody tried to help you. You got to come to the end of yourself. So that's my point of this whole message. God kept reducing, removing stuff. And I thought, what is going on? I really didn't care about that stuff. I knew it was all ridiculous anyway. And everybody's coming up. I never cared about watches or whatever. But somebody come up and look at their new watch or their new shoes or their new car or their new this or this. And I sit here and think. Or some TV show they watched or some movie they watched. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are the movie. You are the show. They're so focused about stuff on the outside. It's actually just a reflection of the inside. And these people still exist. When you shift your consciousness to where you don't care about outward shows, stuff, whatever, these people still exist. Pleasers of men, instead of pleasers of God. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Outward show. He said, she said. People like that still exist. He said, she said. Who cares what they said? They don't know. They don't know you. They don't even know themselves. Most people try to figure you out and they don't even know themselves. 99% of the people don't even know themselves. And you get to a point in life where you try to decode people and you say, well, I'm not God. I can't decode every little thing. I said, but this particular behavior looks like this is the kind of person and it keeps happening. And to protect myself, I have to make a rational decision. It might be painful. Might not like it. But there's my threshold, and you're not crossing my threshold because you're dangerous in my perspective. You're not crossing my threshold, whether it's a literal threshold, whether it's a relational threshold, whether it's a spiritual threshold, whether it's a phone call threshold. You're not crossing my threshold because I have to make a decision based on the data points that I've been given that you're a dangerous person. And that you don't understand that when you have a ship, everybody's on board and it's not about me, me, me. There's sacrifice. If you got more than one person in a ship, both people are going to have to sacrifice. And if one wants the other one to sacrifice more than anybody else on a job, you see that on a job all the time. Some people sacrifice, and some people never sacrifice. You see it on the job all the time. And so you hear about it in marriage. You hear about it in churches. You hear about it in everything, in family. You actually see it in this culture. You got people just want free rides, free money. They want a crutch. And if you give them a crutch, they stay on the crutch. They stay on the crutch. I've worked two jobs in my whole life. Even when I was decoding, I worked two jobs. Eat, sleep, decode, work, eat, sleep, decode. And 10 years went by so fast, I don't even remember. I don't even remember some of the people I ran. I don't even remember half the people I knew. So many people, I couldn't get distracted. I had agents all, they didn't know they were agents. I had agents trying to distract me off my purpose, and I was like, and I'd say something about the decode or about the hologram or the holographic reality. You're in the Bible. And they'd look at me like I was crazy. And they thought they could try to fix me. When they had so many problems. I was managing my house and everything fine, even washing my clothes in a bucket, and they couldn't even manage themselves. They're trying to fix me, and I'm managing my stuff, and they can't even manage their own. It's like, come on, people. Look in the mirror. Quit trying to tell me what to do till you get yourself straight. It's really bizarro, man. People want to be in dominance and control and be a god or a goddess. Try to be your god, tell you how to do and live and think and speak. It's like, come on. Get out of my face before I knock you out. You're getting on my nerves. Like that cartoon. That big chicken and that little bird. Get out of my face, boy. You're getting on my nerves. Somebody could see the whole truth, and you're coming up here with a little piece of the pie trying to tell me how to live when you don't even know how to live yourself because you only see partiality instead of the whole. Get out of my face.